Bum 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 bum. Welcome back to the podcast, everybody. This is Go Help Yourself, a comedy self-help podcast to make life suck less. I am one of your two hosts.
Yeah,
I am Misty Stinnett.
Yeah, you are.
And who are you?
I'm Lisa Linke.
That's right. And we're your hosts for this episode and every episode as we explore every single little dark corner of
Gross.
The self-help world.
Gross.
Gross. I need a broom. They keep getting oily. I don't know what's going on.
Nasty.
But we read and review the world's most popular self-help books so that you can know if they're worth your time. We bring up topics about personal development and society and things like internalized capitalism.
That's true.
And everything from the forest floor all the way up to the treetop canopy perspective.
Wow.
And that's what we're here to do, to hopefully make life suck less. Now that you're oriented, thank you. Hashtag blessed. Lisa has something for us today.
That's
and
true.
I'm going in totally blind, which is one of my favorite things to do. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what this episode's going to be about.
Okay, everybody. So something that I subscribe to is the Anti-Racism Daily Newsletter. Mm. I love it so much, ARD. And I will have a link so you can try it out in show notes. And I find many layers of history that were kept from me and kept from kind of general education.
In the United States.
Yeah. And then also more nuanced takes on things. And it's really helpful for me to kind of understand from not my perspective what's going on.
Awesome.
The other day, there was an article in it about problems with the publishing industry. And I read it and was like, ding, 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 ding. So I'm just going to reread this. It was written by Jamie Nakamura Lin, or maybe Jamie. I'm unsure. I'm doing my best. So they say, until recently, I worked for a public library. Part of my department's job was recommending books to patrons who wanted suggestions of what to read next. Unfortunately, our staff often only recommended books by writers of color if the patron asked for it specifically. If they asked for books about racism or for Black History Month or about, quote, the immigrant experience, end quote. But people didn't ask those questions very often. They asked for thrillers. They asked for books like Harry Potter or Game of Thrones, for a book with a good love story. And in those cases, our staff would often suggest white author after white author.
Hmm.
My experience at the library is mirrored in our reading habits across the nation. In the wake of George Floyd, people talked a lot about how anti-racist reading was on the rise and pointed to the number of Black authors on the bestsellers list at the New York Times, etc. But with one or two notable exceptions, those authors were writing nonfiction explicitly about racism. Meanwhile, the lists were full of white writers writing about everything. Unfortunately, we have a tendency to read Black authors or authors of color only when they write about a very specific topic. And it's a problem deeply entrenched in publishing. Quote, in the industry, stories about police brutality, the struggle, poverty, etc. have been dubbed issue books. And it's a not so secret secret that if your book doesn't fall into this category, it won't get any real push or marketing, says L.L. McKinney, author of the fantasy series The Nightmare Verse. The industry, she explains, focuses predominantly on Black pain. The results of such pigeonholing are far-reaching. Often these are the only books about Black people assigned in school, an example of how curriculum can unintentionally result in racial trauma. Meanwhile, McKinney argues that there are, quote, exploitative aspects of non-Black readers taking in the story and somehow feeling they've accomplished something. They've managed activism by bearing witness to the events in the book, but they don't then follow it up with seeking change in the real world. Reading then becomes performative, end quote.
Wow.
This happens against the backdrop of a publishing industry with a huge diversity problem across the board. Editors are 85% white. Sales representatives are 81% white, agents are 80% white, and book reviewers are 80% white.
Oh my God.
Interns, however, are only 51% white. She says a statistic that comforts me. Not at all.
Is that because it's mostly unpaid labor?
Yes, or poorly paid. The viral Twitter campaign, hashtag publishing paid me, started by McKinney and young adult author Tochi Onyebuchi, exposed the enormous pay discrepancies between Black writers and non-Black writers. Black writers like N.K. Jemisin, whose amazing Broken Earth trilogy won basically every fantasy and sci-fi award, was paid a $25,000 advance for her book. Roxane Gay got a $15,000 advance for Bad Feminist. Meanwhile, white authors with less experience in the same genre were pulling in six-figure advances.
Oh my God.
So it's not that reading books about issues is problematic. It's problematic when those are the only books by Black authors or authors of color you read. It's problematic when you turn to writers of color when you want to be educated, but white writers the rest of the time. Instead, we should also be reaching for authors of color when we want a lighthearted, fluffy book, when we want to read something to decompress from our months of election anxiety, when we want to travel to a different world. We shouldn't have our, quote, race/racism bookshelf crammed with writers of color and have every other shelf filled with white writers. So I thought this was super interesting. And in show notes, I am attaching some links. There's two lists of Black-owned publishing companies. And then I have some links to lists of Black-owned bookstores. One list is from OprahDaily.com. One list is, I believe, from the African American Library Association or something like that. And then another one from Condé Nast Traveler, who's listing Black-owned bookstores when you travel.
Awesome.
And most of these you can shop online.
Awesome. I'm so glad that you brought this up because I'm having an epiphany. And that's the thing, right? All of this stuff is so invisible unless you actually are like, no, this is how it is. It's so easy.
Yeah.
You know, I'll just speak from my own point of view, like me as a white woman, to just swim in my white privilege all the time. Mm-hmm. But I can't think, like, who is the Black Stephen King? Mm. Who is the Daniel Steele of color? You know, who are those? Why is that not a household name more? And you're right. Like, only
it's systemic.
Right. And only being pigeonholed into being able to, like, be published if you're an author of color or a Black author who is writing about Black pain. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, is that what you want to write about all the time?
Or is that what we want to read only from, right? Like, there is such a lack of diversity amongst self-help as a genre.
Self-help and bestsellers. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like everyone who's like a mega, mega bestseller tends to be majority of those people. Those authors are white. Mm-hmm. And or have a massive social media presence.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is excellent because I can't think of, just like off the top of my head, what's the fiction bestseller?
Well, there's, you know, Octavia Butler, The Parable of the Sower, and she had a whole kind of series.
Yes.
Also, I love Samantha Irby and her essays. She's a hilarious essayist. I think we will find whatever we're looking for. We just have to be aware that we need to look for it.
That's right. And it's like, I wonder if I walk into my local bookstore, if I were to be able to see all of the authors' portraits, you know, like right there, whatever.
Or, you know, during Black History Month, there will be, but it's a lot of history. It's not a lot of fiction. Yeah.
Yeah. And like you're saying, then it's those issues books. So,
but that's what's so great about the internet is a quick Google search or looking at these lists that we post in show notes.
Oh, yeah.
You can find companies that are specifically trying to solve this problem.
I love it. And I'm going to make an appeal to listeners right now. Let's use the power of the pod, the power of this audience.
Don't ever say power of the pod again.
I know. I hated it as it came out.
I'm glad we tried it out and now we don't ever have to do it again.
It was a strong soul level
itch. The power of the pod.
So we're going to use the power of the pod to pull the audience. Do you have favorite fiction authors of color? Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite book you've read or series or genre? I love fiction so much, which this podcast has eaten up my personal ability to read fiction because we read so much nonfiction.
Yeah.
But like, get at us and we will send out in our newsletter those listener recommendations. Yeah. And if you want to join the newsletter, please head to gohelpyourself.co. And I think we've only said this on a couple episodes so far.
What?
But Lisa and I have recorded a secret episode.
That's true. It's not about the secret, but it is a secret.
Well, we do have an episode on the secret. It was our 50th. It was either our 50th episode or 50th book. I think our 50th book. Go listen to that if you want to hear a scream cry on air. But we have released a secret episode that you cannot get anywhere, not on this podcast feed, not on your smartphone's podcast app,
not on eBay, and not on Amazon.com.
That's right. And you can't stream it from your TV, also known as a TV, but it is our top 10 self-help book recommendations of all time so far. So you can go to gohelpyourself.co. It's totally free. You can download it free immediately. And it's a quick overview of each book and why we love it so much.
Get it? A majala.
Oh, it took me a minute to understand what you're
saying. A majala. Get it? A majala.
The worst part is that Lisa and I walk around the house speaking like that.
Yeah, we do.
We do. We also like to say, hurl or sort
of hurl. We put a lot of extra R's in where it doesn't burlearn.
Shouldn't have got me. Well, this was short, sweet, and very potent. Thank you so much. And again, if you want to sign up for the anti-racist daily newsletter.
Yeah, that'll also be linked in show notes.
It is linked in show notes right below your beautiful thumb. Just give it a swipe and a press.
So beautiful.
Thank you. And with that,
life is abundant.
Go Help Yourself was produced in Los Angeles by Lisa Linke and Misty Stinnett.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was and is. Original music by Matt Sav. Burr, 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 burr. If you like what you're hearing, go ahead and leave us a review. And if not, we still love you, baby.
Maybe.
All right, bye.
Bye.